You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Monday, which means our dear friend Garrett Vogel joins us. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Robert, you ready for this? Rob,
ask away.
Rob Shooter. All right, so we're on a Zoom room right now, and we're recording the show, and your camera's off, so I only like to believe that you are either your makeup's not on or you are in the nude.
No, boom, neither. Look at that, neither. My camera's on. You ask and you will receive.
Oh, you are like the great and powerful Oz coming out from behind the curtain going, aha, you are wrong, I am here. Greetings, friend.
Look at that. I'm here. Yeah, I forgot to hit my camera. Ah, that's why we were a little bit late starting. You didn't see my face pop up.
Well, yeah, I was sitting there going, you know, like you're in the waiting room at the doctor's office and you're just like flipping through magazines and, you know, time goes by and it's like, well, maybe the doctor forgot about me. And then you're like, you know what? I'm just going to go up to the front desk and ask them if he's still here.
Excuse me. I'm here. Would it be much longer? They're like, you can sit back down. We know you're here.
Yes.
I know. Okay, let's jump into the show. I've got so much gossip about. What are your favorite people in the whole wide world, Garrett? I know your favorite celebrity.
Yep.
What time is it, my friends?
Tea
it is tea time. This story was kind of shocking. So over the weekend, a massive story blew up that Kelly Clarkson's show, not Kelly Clarkson,
correct,
but the show was an alleged toxic work environment, a toxic work culture. Kelly's finally addressing this. She put out a statement on Instagram. She doesn't mess about when she sees there's a problem. A lot of celebrities, including Ellen, when this happened to her, sort of disappeared for a little bit too long. Kelly was right out and she said, quote, to find out that anybody is feeling unheard or disrespected on the show is unacceptable. I have always been and will continue to be committed to creating and maintaining a safe and healthy environment at the Kelly Clarkson Show. Just a little bit of background here.
Right.
So Rolling Stone, very reputable, put out a report on Friday that 11 current and former employees of the show had made complaints about being overworked and underpaid, and they went on to say that the work environment was toxic. They did add, though, which I thought was so interesting and very unusual on these type of stories, that Kelly was great. They had no complaints with her.
Right.
It was all the other people on the show. Yes, her name is on the door of the show, but they didn't think she knew. And if she was guilty of anything, it was being in a little bubble where very few people on the show actually really got to talk to her. And so she wasn't aware of how bad things actually are.
All right. Yes, I will take the side of Kelly Clarkson no matter what she does in life. But yes, it does suck to hear that. Now, here's me looking past page one of the headlines. The show is moving from L.A. to New York.
Yes.
And it just so happens that this story is coming out just as people are unfortunately losing their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So it was either probably a, hey, we're moving, or a jealous ex, you know, a jilted lover, when, you know, you break up with someone and then all of a sudden they love you up until the moment, like, you guys separate, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, well, you have bad breath, and I've held that in for so long, and I just didn't have the heart to tell you. Like, like, you've been working there for so long, and then all of a sudden this expose comes out. You obviously go to Rolling Stone and say, hey, these are the conditions I'm working in, but yet you still stay there. Just as the show's moving, and maybe you didn't get the opportunity or given the opportunity to get up and move across the country to New York. That's just me.
I hear you. I'm in this business, so I'm in the gossip business, so I know how these stories often happen, how they work. It takes a massive event, something like a show moving or somebody getting fired, often for people to talk. And so, for instance, a lot of people have just been fired from the Sherry Shepherd show, who have been with Sherry now over a year. Those people are happy to talk about their experience because they're not frightened of losing their jobs anymore.
Right.
So it's quite complicated here. So I personally feel as if the momentous move, moving to New York, has freed some people up to reveal the truth, their truth here.
Right.
11 people is a lot of people. If this was a few people who were angry or a few people that had lost their jobs, I mean, we've all lost our jobs. How often have we run to the press and made something up? I know I've never done that.
It's the entertainment business, though. You know what I mean? And I think the other thing I've seen, too, because we've both been around celebrities, and all it takes is one bad day or one whatever, you know, given they didn't knock Kelly Clarkson, but maybe they didn't have, they wanted to be closer to Kelly Clarkson, and they didn't get that access because of their job title. You know what I mean? Like, if you were a showrunner, you're not hanging out with Kelly Clarkson and the executive producers. You're grabbing coffee. You know what I mean? If you are a producer, you're talking to the guest. You're not hanging out with Kelly Clarkson specifically in her inner circle of producers.
Yeah, I think you're onto something, but I do also believe that we've all worked at jobs where there have been bad days. And then does that make that job toxic? Just because you have one or two or three or four bad days, say in the whole year you have 20% bad days and 80% good days, is the show toxic? Is your work environment toxic? Like, where's the line? It's very complicated. I try to make sure, as somebody that runs my own business, I'm the boss.
Right.
And so I make sure that every day we're fair. We try to do our best. There are days where I'm not as happy as others. But I really think about this. If I give somebody just one day of attitude, of making them feel bad about themselves, then in my opinion, that's a toxic work environment, and I shouldn't be doing
it. You just wait till this show's over, Rob Schuerter. As soon as we shut down this podcast, I am running to the next podcast that would take me and just blowing this thing up.
You're unusual because you've been at Z100 pretty much your entire work life. It's been your only job, so you don't know other environments.
I went from the lifeguard stand to the radio stand.
Look at that. That's pretty great. I've had lots of different jobs, and I've got to admit, several of them have been on TV or around TV, and I do find TV in general quite a tough environment.
Right.
Like, I think it's much tougher than print, magazine work, newspaper work, radio work. TV is really rough. So I would argue here, and I'm not saying this is a good thing, I'm not justifying it, but I would argue here that most TV shows are toxic. Unfortunately, they really are high pressured. There's lots of drama, there's lots of personalities. We've seen the morning show. Every day there's drama, there's pressure to beat your competitor, there's lots of push. Kelly's show was new, it might not have survived, a lot of new shows don't survive. There's competition for guests, there's competition for ratings, there's competition between the staff to try to outwork each other. And so I've been on TV shows where it's a lot of pressure. So maybe the people on this show have not experienced other shows. And once they start doing that, they'll realize that maybe the TV business isn't for them.
Right. Or they realize, just like a jilted lover that just dumps you right away and tries to see if the grass is greener on the other side. Hey, Kelly, are you still open to that idea of me moving to New York?
Right. Please? Would you, if you were Kelly now, would you make sure everybody that wanted to move to New York did. How do you fix this?
But you know what I mean? It you can't put it all on Kelly Clarkson. That, like, it, given her name's on the show, doesn't mean she looks ever over every nook and cranny. That's why you have executive producers and associate producers and senior producers and senior this and senior that. Like, there's so many people here. The whole point of having those big titles in your job description is to alleviate any stress on Kelly. Kelly's job is to do the show and
just to be a great host.
And to be a great host. Everything else is on everyone else that gets a paycheck from
her. It is. It is. But is her name, people that work in senior positions for me, I remind them all the time that they represent me. It's my name that's on pretty much everything because I'm such a narcissist.
Right. Well, you are. I mean, I did turn around once and your name is on my shirt. And
on
I don't
your
know
back.
How that worked, but I got it from your closet.
I do like to put my names on things, but these people I hire, they do represent me. And so this leads us beautifully to our poll question of the day. Kelly Clarkson is addressing a reported allegations about a toxic work culture at her talk show. Is Kelly ultimately responsible? It's her name that's on this stuff. It's the Kelly Clarkson Show. Does the buck stop with her? It's a tough question, isn't it? Hey,
yep.
Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett, what are you working on?
All right. Well, since we can't afford tickets to Taylor Swift, let's talk about her. So over the weekend, she had big shows. It's so smart. Taylor Swift does this brilliant thing where she only works 3 days a week. Pretty much. She rolls into town on a Friday, performs on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and she
Brilliant.
took the Eras tour to Philadelphia over the weekend at Lincoln Financial. Sold out crowd, 3 nights. The Swifties were crazy, and, you know, just having a ticket to a sold out show and knowing that no one else has that ticket, you're excited for it. So
you're excited.
So during the marathon of anthems of Taylor Swift songs, she got to Bad Blood. Everybody knows it. Everybody goes crazy. It's probably one of the
big hit.
The crescendos of the show. And fans started coming up to the stage where there was a barricade. The stage is huge. It takes up the whole football stadium. And Taylor noticed that some of the security guards were kind of like pushing back on the fans that were trying to get as close as possible. And during the song, it takes a lot for Taylor Swift to notice something in a freaking stadium. She tells the security guard, "Hey, stop!" During the song, like so there's dancing going on. There's people playing. Taylor Swift stops the whole thing and says, "Stop!" Didn't do anything. Security guards were getting a little frisky. And let's be honest, Philadelphia, they are a little rough at times.
Are they a little rough there? I don't think I've seen a show in Philly.
Well, not even that, Rob Shooter. Let me tell you about the stadium. The fans in Philadelphia, they are crazy. They're passionate. They once threw batteries at Santa Claus. During a football game, it's a whole big thing. But Taylor noticed she was looking out for the fans. And the great thing is, you're at a Taylor Swift show, so you're on camera no matter where you are. From the actual stage itself down to the fan that's sitting up in the nosebleed, there is a camera angle for everything. So, of course, Twitter has every single angle of it. And I'm surprised they haven't found the security guard yet and really given it to them. But, yeah, Taylor pretty much just said, "Hey, see you later." And, of course, the security guard, for their own safety, not for their wrongdoing, for their own safety from the Swifties and Taylor, they were escorted out of the building. Taylor's fans even said on Twitter, "You know you did something wrong if Taylor Swift has to stop her show and call you out on something."
It's a judgment, isn't it? It's a judgment call. When are you acting up too much? Like, I get it. I've been to concerts. I've screamed. I've shouted. I've jumped up and down. I've probably been very annoying to the people behind me.
And that's just
me.
At a Barry Manilow show.
I love Barry. And it's so interesting. At what point is it unacceptable? And I personally feel here, if you're rushing against a barricade that you're not meant to be rushing towards, it's the security guard's job to say, "Sit down, calm down." Like,
but have you seen the video? So the way you described it, you would think, yes, that's the way to act. The security guard versus a little kid, pretty much a teenager. You would think that this teenager is a big football player, ready
right, to it's 90 pounds.
Yeah, you know 400 pounds, and they're holding them back from Taylor Swift getting rushed. Not the case. Like that's the problem. It's the just like the previous story with Kelly Clarkson. It's about how you handle the situation, not how you react to it.
I think Taylor did the right thing here. If you're on stage, it's your show.
Right.
You're the boss. It's your show. Now, Taylor, though, didn't blame anybody else. She took responsibility. So it's really interesting. So it goes back to Kelly Clarkson. You've got to take responsibility when something happens and you're the boss. It's your problem. And I loved that Taylor almost stopped her show. Like, she carried on singing. I've got a video up on Naughty Gossip of Taylor's reaction. I'll find the video of what happened with the security guard and the fan. But it's fascinating. I love that Taylor did this. She should be our nicest of the day. Okay, quickly before we get a break, we have some breaking news. Charles and Harry spoke the night before the coronation.
Text her actually in person.
That Harry... So they did talk. If you remember, Harry was in town for just, I think, 28 hours. We counted the hours.
Right.
He arrived the night before the coronation. He went to the coronation on Saturday. Then he went back to Buckingham Palace, literally changed clothes and left for the airport. A royal expert in London is saying that it is, quote, my understanding that Harry didn't have any interactions with the Prince or Princess of Wales, but he did have a conversation with his father the night before. Sources close to Charles are saying Charles hoped he would stick around, but understood that he had to rush back to LA to see his little son Archie. It was his birthday, so a lot of understanding here. But they did talk the night before. This is a very, very good sign, because our reporting really up to this moment was they had almost no interaction, or if in fact none, that's not true. They did speak.
I feel like Charles did it as a checkmate, no pun intended, where, you know what I mean? Like, by him going, please stay, you well know that your grandson is turning, what, 4 back home, back in L.A., and you're going to put your son in that awkward position of missing your son's birthday. Or staying for that. Like, again, it goes back to what we talked about. You knew that your son, your grandson's birthday was when
you
it
did
was.
Of all the dates.
And the coronation.
I mean, that's set in stone. It's a date.
You know, like
right.
It doesn't
you can't
fall,
change Christmas.
Right.
You can't change Thanksgiving.
Right.
You can't change Garrett's birthday. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here because we can't change that. And we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend, Garrett Vogel.
Hello.
Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls.
Ooh, here we go.
Thank you very much, darling. Last show, we talked about a video that's really blowing up online. It's Ben Affleck slamming the car door behind his wife, Jennifer Lopez. We asked, is this a bad sign? Let's have a look. 80% of you said this is a bad sign. Now, at first, before I watched the video, I thought it was just like, oh, that's a bit weird, but he always looks so grumpy.
You know why? Because the photos that we're looking at, he's mad at the people on the other side of taking those photos. And you know what? Brilliant on them for the sake of, oh, we know how to piss off. And look, we're talking about it like he's pissed off at Jennifer. You know what I mean? No one's going, he's mad because you're literally photographing him give the man some space. And yes, it's a part of the job, blah, 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 blah.
When you marry Jennifer Lopez, I was there round one. So I was with Jennifer and Ben when they were together the first time. And the amount of press and attention she gets.
Of course.
You can't really change that. So you know what you're getting, Ben. Put on a smile, sweetie. If you want these stories to go away, maybe he doesn't care. But if you're listening, hello, hello, hello. And if you want them to go away, a little smile. And when you close the door.
Team Ben, I'm sorry. Team Ben here.
When you close the door, Garrett, I hope you're listening. When you close the door, first of all, do you open your car door for your wife?
Most times when we're not arguing like Ben and Jennifer are.
when the photographers are not following you. Okay. Let's do our noisiest of the day. We finally have some good news about Jamie Foxx.
See, and this kind of goes back to what we were just talking about with the poll question with Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, where Jamie Foxx has been out of the hospital for weeks, according to his daughter. Now, the stories are, if you've been reading the internet or just scrolling on your phone, that Jamie Foxx is in dire need and needs our prayers and this and that. And his daughter's like, enough already. He's been playing pickleball. He's out. He's recovering. He's doing okay. He's not on his deathbed. So it's so interesting where you just take one story on the internet, but not at Naughty Gossip, because that's nothing but the truth. And people run with it, and it's a very sick game of like a snowball avalanche where the slightest little thing, Jamie Foxx is still in the hospital, and it turns into this. Did you hear? Jamie Foxx has no legs. You know, like it's so weird.
Right, we get carried away with it. I mean, I hope all this is true, and I think the best thing, if you want these stories to go away, is to let us see him. He doesn't owe us anything, but if he made a video for TikTok or if he made a little speech, we'd love to hear that he's okay a little. He's already, I think, put something on Instagram. We didn't see him where he said, thank you for all your prayers and your thoughts, but I'd love to see him. This story is still such a strange story, but the update is something we're thrilled to hear. Our nice is the day. And now our naughty is the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Uh-oh. Apparently the knives are out for Prince Andrew as the king demands that he leave his Windsor home. So,
you say this, I think beheading, or like right off the case. Like you say, the knives are out, Prince Andrew, and then you go, oh, to leave Windsor. And I'm like, okay, that's not where I thought it was going.
He's a bad guy, Prince Andrew, but he's shameless and is refusing to leave the Royal Lodge. The Royal Lodge is on the 98-acre Windsor property. So Windsor, the Castle of Windsor, it's enormous and there's lots of homes on there, including one where the Duke lives. However, he has to pay the upkeep of this home, and Charles has now cut his almost $250,000 he earns every year. So instead of throwing him on the street here, don't get worried, they're going to move him into a smaller palace, but he's refusing to leave. He's a disgrace, our naughtiest. Hello, you get a Rob.
Robs.
Doing the best at this difficult moment will put you in the best place for the next wonderful moment. If you're going through a hard time today, a lot of us are, remember that this is setting us up so that when a good time comes, we are in the best place for that. Life is a journey. We are on a marathon. I like to think of life as a bridge, and sometimes you've got to cross over or pass by some things that are not that great to get to the end of the rainbow. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Hip, hip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.